Do you like our new intro song?
Oh, wow. That was so uncanny. I basically couldn't tell the difference between that and the real amazing music that we usually have.
We haven't shouted out Marley Rosner in a while.
Yeah. The wonderful creator of our intro and outro music.
I'm thankful for him. Get it?
Oh, because Thanksgiving is a thing that just happened recently.
Mm-hmm. 4 days ago. Welcome back to We Were Gamers episode. I think we're back on track. We can successfully say this will be 82 without, you know.
Without being wrong about it.
Oh, man. That was a wacky set of events, but it worked out. Worked out. We always make it work. Anyway, we're back. What is this pod?
This is a podcast where you, Andrew, and I, JJ, talk to each other because we used to play a lot more video games than we currently do, and we want to talk about video games still, and also whatever else, and here we are.
Yeah, we've had a couple, you know, segments develop along the way. It's not as unstructured as it sounds.
Correct.
And the hot one, the hottest one. This is the homeowner's minute.
Which frequently turns into multiple minutes of homeowning problems. What is on the menu for this week, Andrew?
We took a quiet week that people didn't realize because they had an episode. But we took Thanksgiving off. It was awesome. And we went away on a trip.
Oh, that's awesome. Where did you go?
We just went to Northern California for a week. We went and did the football game at Stanford on either end of that same week.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, it was really fun. And did like the Airbnb. It was a good trip. And you know what? Just be specific about homeowning for a second.
Mm-hmm.
If you go away for a day or 2 days or 3 days, especially on work, you don't really notice certain things about your home, or like you don't realize how it sometimes just lived in your home is.
Sure.
Not lived in a bad way, like cluttered or anything like, but you know, your chair's been in a very specific place. You know exactly where you're going to go sit down to read something, or you know, pots and pans are.
It's all very familiar. You know where everything is. You put it away. You know the cabinets. You know where the chairs are.
Sure, yeah.
All that.
I don't think you realize until you go away on a living trip and you live somewhere else for a little while, like a week, you know, how habitual we are as animals, you know, just in terms of that spirit of like, oh, okay, this is not my den where my, you know, where all my things are.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it definitely is a lot harder to get into that feeling of, oh, I'm comfortable in this space. You know, when I've done, you know, one of those, like, you go away for, you know, a week or 2 weeks and you stay at a condo in some place for, you know, most of that time. So you kind of get comfortable in that one place. But you're really not there for, you know, a terribly long time. You know, it's only a week or 2 weeks. So you kind of don't want to unpack all the way. You don't want to, you know, get everything all completely comfortable, because then you're just going to leave.
Right. I think, though, that it's nice to stay somewhere like that long enough where you eventually get comfortable there, and having been out of your home, when you come home, it's refreshing again to be home. Whereas sometimes, like with the homes like we have, the older homes, it can be frustrating to be here all the time, and you like stare at something like an open like AC register that you just don't have time to repair, right? And you just like every time you see it, it annoys you, and you just don't have time to go do it. That kind of thing washes away a little bit, and that's kind of nice.
Yeah,
that's my homeowner's minute.
You know, the getting to sort of feel. Forget the everyday troubles a little bit is always a nice feeling.
Yeah. Yeah. How did Thanksgiving treat you?
Thanksgiving was great, as it usually is, with my family and family friends, and my fiance and her family that came. We had a great time. It was a small Thanksgiving this year, only about 15 people.
We had 16 and we thought it was massive.
This is a small one for the Krakowskis. We've definitely done like well over 20. I think the high watermark is like 27 or something now.
Wow. Props to the Krakowskis for sticking it out with that many.
Props to the Krakowskis for having a lot of kids, I guess.
No, just, you know, being able to successfully garner that many people in one place, that many people in one place is just
impressive. I'm not going to lie, when you get that many people, and like, you know, some of the people are like, you know, babies and stuff who are not actually full participants in the meal or whatever.
They're there making noise, though,
but
man.
But they are there, yeah, absolutely. You know, I will say that the aunts and the uncles and people are there, you know, they help. There's a, you know, it is a production from everyone. It's not just like my parents or my mom just running around doing everything. So, you know, it's a effort from everyone. But this was a small one this year. Still went off pretty well, I think. I sadly did not get so many, turkey leftovers, very disappointed, but I guess that's because we ate it all and can't really complain about that. other than that, doing some projects around the house. I'm finally working on that horseshoe pit that I've been talking about building in my backyard for forever. Yeah.
I'm excited for you because I want to play a horseshoe game in your backyard.
I also want to play a horseshoe game in my backyard.
Nice.
So I built a little wooden frame, which I'm going to then dig a hole and put the frame in that. I took one of those 5-gallon Home Depot buckets and I cut it in half and I filled it with concrete and I stuck the pin in there.
Ooh.
I don't know, Andrew, have you ever mixed concrete by yourself?
By hand?
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh?
That's not fun.
Did you mix it in the bucket?
I did mix it in the bucket.
Okay. That's mistake number one.
Yep. I found that out very quickly after doing it. Big mistake.
If you're going to mix it in a bucket, you need to get one of those paint mixing attachments for your power drill.
Yeah, I like roll it or something.
Uh-huh. And the preferred method is to get a flat concrete mixing container.
I believe it.
And they make these and they're probably, you know, 3 feet by 4 feet. And it's a really shallow dish, basically.
Mm-hmm. That seems like it would be pretty good. And then you can just kind of pour it off the end into the thing.
Yeah. Yeah. You can, you know, get containers that you don't care about to spoon it out or shovel it out or whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
But you really need to mix smaller amounts than a huge bucket.
Well, it wasn't a full bucket. Again, like I said, I cut it in half, but it was like about, you know, not a 5-gallon bucket. I would say like, you know, 2 gallons of a 5-gallon bucket. anyway, that sucked really bad.
Exactly 4 gallons, right?
I mean, the bucket started at 5, and then I cut it in half. So
I made a bad diehard joke.
Okay. I'm sure the people out there that got that are laughing very hard.
No, they're not.
but yeah, so mixing concrete by hand isn't fun in a bucket like that. But, you know, it doesn't really matter that much. I assume the only downside of me doing a crappy job at that is that the concrete won't be as strong as it would be otherwise. And that's honestly fine because I'm just going to bury it in the ground anyway. Sure. So kind of who cares?
Yeah.
And then you dig a hole and stick that thing in the hole, cover that hole up, put that in the middle of the hole where the frame is, fill the bottom with the landscaping paper, maybe put down some gravel and then some sand on top of that and build a backstop. And there we go. So I have the plan. I know what I want to do. I've got most of the materials that are needed. I have a good line on some play sand from a coworker. So,
ooh-hoo.
Yeah, it should be pretty good. I don't know how quickly all of that will come together, but I've started on it, so can't just leave something half done.
Stay tuned for the horseshoe saga.
Yes. Yes, I think that is a fair description.
The other big thing that happens over Thanksgiving weekend is Black Friday and Cyber Monday. And as gamers, we have to discuss Black Friday and Cyber Monday.
Andrew, I will say that I typically don't indulge in any of this Black Friday nonsense.
Why?
Do you ever do any of this, get up at 5 a.m. or well, to be honest, go out Thanksgiving night now, because that's how things work these days, and like go shopping for in the mad, crazy people. I've never done that, and I don't understand anyone who would.
First, the answer to your direct question is yes, but it's a longer answer, and I want to reveal some revelations, as they say, from this year. However, I know that you've participated in Black Friday before, because that's how we both got a Vita.
I'm not saying that I don't buy things from the comfort of my home at 12 noon the next day. You're absolutely correct. We did both buy the same Black Friday deal for a Vita, the white one.
The poor Vita.
I still like that system.
I do too. I wish that Final Fantasy XII would come out on it, and it would be my perfect little Final Fantasy companion forever.
Yeah. I heard that that World of Final Fantasy that came out on it was not so hot.
I'm not surprised.
Anyway.
World of Final Fantasy to begin with was a specious idea for a game.
Yeah. Also, apparently the PC port of it, not good.
I mean, a lot of people really like it for the concept, but I just
was
like...
It is a fun fan service-y idea. It looks like it was just not all the way there.
Right, yeah. And that not all the way there is, for me, not enough.
Yeah, I think that's fair. So, as the Black Friday deals rolled out and the Cyber Monday deals have kind of finally rolled out today, did you see anything that struck your fancy, Andrew?
I had many fancies, sir.
You were a fancy man?
We're going to be a fancy family because...
Awesome.
The house is getting 2 Nest thermostats.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like that.
A pretty good deal on some Nest thermostats. And on our list for next year is a Redux... reimagining of the air systems in this house.
Okay.
So those will be integrated into said system, whatever it turns out to be. And if you register them with your utility in California before the end of the year, you get a sweet little kickback. So
yeah, so I also partook in this because there were some hot deals. Mm-hmm. I did not get a Nest. I got the other brand of smart thermostat.
Honeywell?
I believe they're called an Ecobee.
Ooh.
I don't know who makes them, so it could be Honeywell. That's
possible.
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah, there's actually a lot, because I went on the Edison website to see where you could get, like, what program you had to enroll in, and they had a bunch of manufacturers listed. So
yeah, the SDG&E website that I was on listed about 4 different ones from like 3 different manufacturers. So I think the selection was a little more limited. But their thing was very cool. It was like a $75 kickback, and then you can sign up for a program where they will automatically adjust your temperatures around.
Right.
And
yeah.
Then you get to save even more money based on that. And then you can just, you know, go in and overwrite their settings.
Right. Yeah. That's why I actually opted for the Nest, is because literally you can be out of your home and they can call the Flex Alert and you'll be like, and override.
Oh yeah, the apps and stuff for all of them seem very cool. I have not installed the one that we got.
Yeah, so I'll have to install that soon because I believe they have to be registered next month, very shortly.
I know to sign up for the program you need to have it installed, but I think to get the rebate on it you don't actually need to install it. You just need the product number.
Oh, okay, got
so it. You might be able to do parts of what you need without installing.
Copy that. So that's one thing that we got for that. I'm trying to remember. We had quite a busy Black Friday weekend. Not really so much on the Cyber Monday. I always, throughout the year, and we often give this kind of advice on this show, mm-hmm. to be patient and to try and find your values in things. And we'll bring that up in a minute. But sometimes expensive electronics, I mark them and I say I'm coming back on Black Friday and buying them then.
Yeah.
And so
hopefully there are good deals.
I have had my eye on some audiophile computer speaker reference speakers for a long time. Ooh. To replace these junker $20 Amazon ones.
Mm-hmm.
And they got a nice little 20% off cut. So I ended up with some beautiful white audiophile style speakers for the computer so I can listen to movies, videos, gaming, all that sort of stuff in the office recording room on some hi-fi audio that doesn't take up a bunch of room.
That's awesome. Are they, I want to nerd out here a bit. Are they like, are analog connectors? What kind of like,
so the reason I got
SPDIF fiber, no, I don't know. What is the,
no SPDIF, because SPDIF is a thing that I don't understand ever.
Okay, they good. That are makes two.
They are technically analog speakers, so they have RCA inputs as well as the standard headphone style input.
Okay.
As well as the really high quality speaker style speaker wire inputs,
like those little like two prong wires that you like get all crinkly and roll up, yeah, all
except,
the time.
Except if you really know what you're doing, you go get wire heads, and the newer style ones, you instead of wrapping them around the thing and then crinkling them down, you twist these onto the wires and then plug them into the same port. There's also a plug on those ports now.
Oh, interesting. So,
and then you tighten it down just like you would have before.
Okay. Wow, hold the fancy. Plug in.
Yeah, so I have a bunch of those from when I did my sound system a while ago. So I just have to plug those in for them to go together. They also have a USB connection on them, which has, it's directly integrated into a digital to analog converter in the speaker. So it will take a USB input and then convert it to analog signal.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. So they're cool little speakers there. It's only a 2.0. There's no, they have woofers in them, but there's no bass. So I have to get another bass, but they'll directly connect to a bass and translate it. So you don't have to worry about setting up a bass separately.
Okay. So you don't have to like make a 2.1 or a whatever out of another thing. That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're cool little speakers. I think the brand was Audio Engine.
Okay. Nice.
If people want to check those out, they've got pretty high marks. It reminded me that like, real actual speakers, a lot of people said they have muddy sound. Well, real actual speakers need to be broken in, guys. You have to spend, you know, a good 2 hours of audio on them before they really start to sound like they're supposed to sound sometimes.
I did not know that.
Some funny story, we ordered a bunch of these different things. We actually ordered some stuff for the kids too. Mm-hmm. That we needed, and while we were on vacation, I figured ordering all these things, they were going to show up late,
yeah,
because of the holiday. And instead, people were like working extra overtime or whatever. And I was calling my neighbors all week to like pick up boxes off my doorstep.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny.
I had some similar experiences. I ordered a few things over the Black Friday. Yeah, actually several more again today, not all of which have arrived yet. But you know, I was very surprised when packages were being delivered literally the day after.
Yeah.
And like in some cases on Saturday and Sunday this week.
Yeah, no kidding.
I was like, that is, I'm used to the stuff showing up during this week. I expected that. Yeah. I did not expect someone to be there on Saturday, like day after I ordered something, like, here you go.
Right.
Like, you could have just waited and thrown all this in one box, man. Save yourself some time. Like, But
I also ended up finding a really good deal on an iPhone 8 to replace my dying iPhone 6, which decided a couple months ago to start turning itself off randomly.
That's
so
not great.
That was also on my try and find it list. And that was what I was going to talk to you about when you said, do I actually participate in the Black Friday thing? I did go out on Thanksgiving night because, unlike before, kids are in bed, and that means that you have to kind of just be home. And so Katie was wonderful and stayed home, and I got to run over to Target, which was not that busy. And they were like, no, we don't have any more today. You have to come back tomorrow. I'm like, well, tomorrow's Black Friday. It's going to be even worse.
Yeah.
We went over there the next day. There was no one in the store.
So it depends. So that has the few times in my life that I have gone out actually to a store on Black Friday. I never go in the morning because that seems like a nightmare. But
yeah,
if you
we
go
went an hour after they opened.
Oh, okay. Wow, that's very impressive. Usually those things are crazy.
Like
still
7 a.m. But they had opened the night before.
Mm-hmm. So like people had kind of done the thing.
But even that wasn't that crazy. I was able to ask my question about like, can I get a phone tonight? And they're like, ah, nah, tomorrow. And then when we went the next day, it was empty, and I put my name on the list, and they said, oh, no, we're not going to have any of those size left, because I wanted the smaller one.
Mm-hmm.
And then they called me 2 hours later, and they said, come get a phone. We still have the size you want. I was like, oh, okay, I'll go get my new.
How did they not happen to have it, and then 2 hours later they had it?
They had like a waiting list, and they were making sure that they were going to have them.
I see.
I don't know. So
okay, whatever.
My phone no longer randomly shuts down, and I'm...
Nice.
Part of the big screen club.
Nice. So did you get the Plus, like the one that's sized like an Android phone now?
The one that is sized like an Android phone now. So
nice.
Yeah. And it's the like new iPhone 8, which is almost waterproof unless you drop it on the one little open part. And
nice.
Yeah, so it's cool. It's nice. It's snappy. I'm glad that I don't have to worry about it just shutting off randomly anymore.
Yeah, and that is a big upgrade right there.
Weirdly, so friend of the pod, Michael, will know that every single time I've gotten a new iPhone, he's been present weirdly because we usually travel for Stanford football games the weekend that these things come out. And it's a nightmare to get the upgrades through AT&T.
Right, yeah.
But you go to the store. This was the easiest experience I've ever had getting a phone. No problems. No, like, weird changes in my plan that were unexpected or, you know, anything like that. And they just was like, here's your phone. Here's your gift card. See ya later.
Yeah, the last two times I've gotten phones, I bought them not through my carrier and had wonderful experiences.
Yeah.
I bought a phone through Costco. And the person was like, all right, here, let me just type some stuff. Oh, yeah, I see what's going on. You want to keep this plan, right? I'm like, yeah. Okay, great. You know, tippity-tappity, tap-tap-tap for another minute or two. All right, you're good, man. Here you go. Plug this card in when you're good, and you'll be good to go. Stay on the same plan. Nothing changed. Just change your phone for this one. Cool. Bye. It was like a you know, a 30-minute process, you know, including the time where they had to walk back into the back to get the thing or whatever. And then when
Yeah, it's just a really weird thing to say. Like, my easiest phone getting experience was Black Friday.
That is very weird. And the other one that I bought from Google was just like, they mailed it to my house and I plugged it in and I called the carrier. I'm like, I'm using this phone now. They're like, yeah, okay. That was it.
Nice. To answer your question, I've only ever done Black Friday like that one other time. And I did wait in line at like midnight at a GameStop because that year they had a Wii U and a PlayStation 3 bundle that I wanted, and I got them both, and I hadn't participated in it since then, and I was
nice.
I was happy not to in the meantime.
Now,
I
would say
it's not usually worth it.
Swinging back around towards gaming here, I would say I looked beforehand. You know, a lot of these retail ads leak, and I was not terribly excited by the deals being offered on games this year. I don't know if it was just an off year. For a year that had so many really standout amazing games, there were not a lot of awesome deals.
No, there really were not. And it was shocking to me. There were definitely like, oh, okay, you could get Civ 6 for half off, but if you wait till next year, you get Civ 6 for the same price with everything in it, or like
Shadow of
Mordor, but not with any of the extra stuff, was a little bit off.
Yeah,
I think the best gaming deal I saw was if anybody didn't have it, to get Overwatch Game of the Year for $30.
They advertised that relentlessly on television, even. Like, it would have been impossible not to know that Overwatch is 50% off.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, is a great deal. If you like Overwatch, you should play that game. Get that. Very good. Probably still live right now. I think that I saw like you could get Nier for $30, and that's a pretty good price for that game. But yeah, it's just very strange.
I was very sad not to even see a Switch with like one game or anything.
Yeah, nothing. The Nintendo stuff was full MSRP and full retail price for everything that wasn't a pre-order. And because I have no self-control, I bought one anyway.
Say what?
I bought a Switch from the comfort of my home, so it still hasn't been delivered yet. It actually
hasn't
even...
You can walk into a lot of the stores and still get them, it sounds like.
Yeah, it sounded like actually I should have done that because mine hasn't even shipped yet. So,
oh no, Amazon, maybe. What are you doing? I assume you did it from Amazon.
Of course. Yeah, they were about 3 cents cheaper than the other next option. So,
right.
But you know, I did take advantage of the fact that pre-ordering physical media gets you a small discount on Amazon. So,
true.
The game that I am excited for, Xenoblade Chronicles 2, comes out in early December here. Who knows if the Switch will arrive by then, but I will have the system and that game at or around the time of release.
Awesome.
Yeah. I got Mario with it, so I am excited to play that whenever the system actually arrives. But that wasn't the extent of my shopping this year. Yeah. I have been... attempting to build a PC for my fiance for a while.
Oh, cool. Like a gaming PC?
Yeah, she like has not said she wants... She said she would play games if she could, right?
Uh-huh.
So I don't know exactly to what level of gaming will be done on it, but it will be good enough to play some games anyway.
Amount of level that should be done on it, right?
Right, like, exactly. Some amount of games. So,
oh man, this is gonna be so exciting.
I've been looking for prices and, you know, I've been looking for deals on that stuff, and there's none of that stuff on Black Friday. It was very depressing, actually, not seeing it. Well, so it turns out most of the deals came around on Cyber Monday then.
Yeah, Newegg's Cyber Monday week is usually very good.
Yes, and so today and last night, I guess a little bit, the deals finally started rolling out. There were some good prices on SSDs, like really fast hard drives.
Oh, yeah. I've definitely got some SSDs over this not SSDs, SD cards over this weekend, too.
Oh, yes. There were great prices on those as well, actually. Really, really good prices. I think you could get like a 128 gig SD card for like $20 or $30 or something. An amazing deal, actually.
Right.
But, yeah. So, I ended up buying like all of a computer. Or nearly all of a computer.
Now, what size do you go with these days? Because I've switched. We never really talked about this much on the podcast, but I'm on a micro ATX and ITX now, actually, board, like a small case,
okay.
Like a desktop computer size.
So I still prefer the micro ATX size, the like one up from the Let's see. I think the sizes go micro ITX, full ITX, and then micro ATX, and then full ATX. I don't know that anything is done in a full ATX anymore. Everything is micro ATX. Micro ATX is like the vast majority of the enthusiast-built desktop market.
I mean, boards do half the stuff that regular ATX was built for, right?
Right, exactly.
Like, you don't need a sound card anymore. You don't need half the things that you used to have to put into peripheral slots.
Totally. And so in that case, right, like micro ATX is good enough the vast majority of the time.
Sure.
And so that's pretty much where I have stuck with. I have done in the past some builds of like really tiny PCs before, but I eventually found them to be a hassle just to moving stuff around or upgrading. And so then I stopped with that, and the micro ATX sizes and prices just became as good or better, and the smallness was never a huge feature for me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of where I fall on that line. But the rest of it is all just sort of based on value and whatever I can get a good deal on. Like, I'm not particularly slavish to Intel versus AMD or NVIDIA versus also AMD. yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
Or like any particular brands of memory or hard drives or whatever. I am on board with no longer making your PC with an optical drive. That doesn't seem necessary to me. I don't really have optical media that I would use that for, really.
I have a Blu-ray drive in mind.
That would be the only one I would bother with if I was going to bother with one. Now that you can boot and install Windows from a USB on basically anything, it's really the primary need of being able to install from a DVD is gone.
Right.
So UEFI is my homeboy. It's the best BIOS. Real old BIOS needs to get out. Let's all move to this new thing. So, you know, just looked around for deals and found some pretty good stuff overall, I would say.
If you found some good stuff if you built an entire computer on Cyber Monday.
Well, I mean, look, you know, they're still selling everything. You know, there's a deal on it, one of each part, you know.
Right.
I will shout out a really great website for people who are interested in buying a PC or want to build their own.
Oh, if you don't have the right answer to this.
It's PCPartPicker.com.
Ding!
And that is the best website. They are legitimately amazing.
I don't understand how they do it. They must get kickbacks or something.
They definitely do work with the retailers at some level. But it takes all of the guesswork of do these parts work together or not out of the picture.
Yeah.
If you select one part and say, okay, I want this one, then if you go to choose the next part, it won't allow you to pick ones. But, you know, by default, you can configure it to allow you to pick bad ones. But, you know, it won't allow you to pick parts that don't work with that one that you selected.
Right.
So it's like, oh, I picked this AMD processor. Well, now it's only going to show you motherboards that fit that AMD processor. And then it shows the prices and all the retailers you can buy it from and click here, buy now.
Yep. And you can make an account and you can sit on your PC and wait for the parts to go on sale, each one of them. Because you can keep seeing the prices.
Yep. And you know, you can kind of watch the trends over all of the, you know, not just the specific part you're looking at, although you can do that also. But you can kind of just see, oh, look, like the prices for SSDs are around here just by a quick glance at the page. You come back the next day, oh, they've moved up or they've moved down a little bit. Yeah, very, very cool. And if you are interested in building a PC, check that out. PCPartPicker.com, just all together, just like that.
Just do it. Yeah.
Yep.
Right on.
And they even have little guides and stuff. Oh, here's like a recommended entry level or whatever for various price ranges and stuff if you really just want people to take all the guesswork out of it for you.
Yeah.
So I did that. None of those parts have arrived yet, so I'll have a PC build coming up here in the not too distant future.
Oh, I'm so jealous. I want to build a PC again.
I enjoy it. I find it fun. I hope that it goes well. We'll see.
It's one of the best things you can do is you just grab a beer, lay out a table of computer parts, put your beer on a different table.
Yes, put your beer on a different table. Okay, I was going to make sure you got to that part.
Have something to de-static yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And then just put things together. Slowly and methodically, and make sure your wires go play. You know, like just putting something together yourself that's going to sit in your room and do work for you.
Yeah, it is a good feeling. I had an interesting request that she did not want to have one of those big side windows on the case, which is very common.
I applaud that request.
She did not want big flashing LEDs, which is fine. But finding a case that doesn't do both of those things is harder than it should be.
Yes. Yes, it is. I applaud and implore people to make those same requests. Stop making it so hard to find cases that don't shoot blue LEDs all over my room.
Yeah. And then it is definitely possible to do. But then you have stuff where like, oh, the case doesn't have any LEDs, but this motherboard does. Too bad, sucka. And it's like nothing you can do about it, right?
Because
you
can't I definitely spent like $8 more for the same exact graphics card because I didn't want the one that had LEDs on the side of it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So that stuff, you know, it all takes time to research all of that. But yeah, that was pretty much the extent of my shopping there.
Nice. Wow. We had fuller Black Fridays than I thought we were going to have when we said we should talk about Black Friday and games.
Oh, man, you never know where the conversation will take you.
That's true. That's true. Can we talk about other value for a second?
Yeah, like I love value.
Value in gaming?
Yeah.
I have expected to continue making the point every time we talk about games and like games that we play that RPGs for dollar are going to be your most value.
Yeah.
And like I really thought that at the end of Skyrim, right? You could just keep putting add-ons on that game and keep playing
Skyrim
it forever.
Skyrim is literally a forever game. Yeah, you could be playing Skyrim still to this day.
Absolutely. I wouldn't count WoW as an RPG technically really anymore. It's kind of lost the RPG element and is
it's
more
lost
the MMO element.
It's lost the role part of the playing game.
Or the, you know, story or the, anyway.
Or the playing part of the game.
It's just a MMOG.
It's a role game.
Yeah, something. MMOR. It's just a more game. I just want you to play more.
There you go.
Yeah.
We got there.
Should we workshop that really fast?
Yep.
Applause. Okay. There is a certain frustration, however, in playing an RPG while trying to do it for a podcast.
Yeah, I can believe that.
I put in more than 10 hours over this break, which was not as easy to do as I thought. Between losing 2 days for tailgating and football, a day for Thanksgiving, two-ish days for travel, and then maybe a little half day for moving Airbnb / staying in people's apartments, and then kids and hanging out with family. It was more packed than I thought it was going to be, but I got 10 hours in. But then they did a thing, which we'll talk about after the spoiler warning for Bravely Default here in a second. But RPGs, the value sometimes comes with frustration. Do you agree or not agree?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sometimes they are maddening.
When you're like, I'm 60 hours into this, just let it end.
There are some that people would say are unnecessarily padded.
I really do enjoy spending a lot of time with like class systems and spending hours trying to figure out how to min-max characters and playing side quests and all that sort of stuff. And this game and many others are no exception to that part of it. But sometimes I think that putting a timer on yourself with an RPG is a bad deal, especially if it's the only game you're playing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. It was weird to like turn around on thinking MMOs are a value to say maybe, yeah, you maybe overpay, quote unquote, for a shorter game, but you certainly get quicker end game satisfaction, I guess.
Yeah, there's resolution.
Yeah, as long
as
the resolution's
good.
There's
value in seeing the end.
Sure, yeah. Okay, spoiler warning for Bravely Default. We'll come back with the time like we always do.
Go ahead and jump to 42:30.
Okay.
I thought I was on the last chapter, and then they were like, we're going to do this thing where we do repeats of the entire game over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, oh, cool, we're repeating again. I can get some more time to level up my one or two classes that aren't done yet.
That's true, you could.
And then I'm like, oh, okay, I don't need to watch these cutscenes anymore. They're like the same every time.
Yeah.
And then they're repeated again. I'm like, oh, no. Am I just going to start skipping these side quests and just doing the main thing? Because I really don't want to level any more classes because there's no point.
Yeah.
And like, am I going to be under-leveled in my other levels if I don't level and just keep running to the main story?
Probably not.
Okay. JJ,
I don't know.
The game is just repeating itself.
Yeah, it really does, huh?
In a loop.
Yeah.
I really want
to make sure you know it's the same.
It changes, right? Like, oh, this one, you have to find the one thing that changed, but it's not like it's a game where you have to find out the one thing that changed and then use it for anything. It's just like, oh, this time Tiz's brother is alive.
Yep.
Okay, but it doesn't affect anything.
Nope.
I want to complain this week because I think by the time we talk about this game next, I'll be done with it. And I want to say all the positive things I enjoyed about it.
Mm-hmm.
But man, was this the thing you were going to say you wanted to talk? We've talked about this before. You said, when I get to a point,
I was interested to what you would think when you got here. Yeah.
Woof is what I have to say.
Yes. It really does a thing where it really, to be clear, how many times have you seen the same things?
I'm looping for the third time now, I think.
Okay.
Is there more looping? I think I'm in chapter 7.
Okay. I don't want to tell you when the end of the game is, but you're not there yet.
Oh, God.
So, yeah. It's, it's long. And not good.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So, you know,
There's a space where this idea is a good idea, and you, like, tell the story in a cutscene.
You make a statement about it?
Like, tell the story in a cutscene that they looped, like, 5 times after you play. Like, the first time it looped, I said to myself, this is a really cool idea. You know, and then they're like, the third, and then we're going to loop again. I was like, maybe they'll do a story thing where it's faster. And then I got to, like, the third crystal. I'm like, this is not going to be faster. You know, and I started looping again. I'm like, no more.
Yeah.
But
yeah, it's bad. Everyone that has played that game all the way through agrees with you. No one likes it. It's the worst part of the game.
Yeah.
Hands down.
Compared to the rest of the game, which was fantastic, up to the, like, why am I looping again? Please no.
Yeah. So, you know, you can stick it out.
I will.
It's not a lot farther.
Well, I'm just going to start skipping I try never to skip things in the games, but now I've gotten all the chests, I've gotten everything else. I just would have to play the guys again for more JP, and I don't need any more JP if I don't need to level higher.
Yeah.
You know, because, like, my guys are, I can't fit any more skills on them.
Yeah. You have your build. You know what you want to do.
Yeah.
You can win.
Yeah.
Go win.
Okay. Got it. I'm going to go win. Let's find out if somebody else is going to go win. Speaking of RPGs, we got to check in with Z because I think he's getting pretty close to the end of KOTOR. We haven't checked in in a few weeks because we've been on vacation.
I am
prepping for vacation.
Yeah. Yeah. All of those things.
Yeah. BlizzCon.
Right.
Yeah. But I hope he's having a better time than Swoop Biking.
Yeah, Swoop Biking, not the greatest part of that game.
All right, we're back. I am about to do battle with the Sith guy, Darth Bandon.
I don't even remember Darth Bandon.
Do not remember that name at all.
I think. So this should be
one of us probably should have played this game before we let him
so
do this.
Bring it on, man.
Right. I agree with you.
Approved critical strike. Go. Whoa,
yeah, we could have benefited in finding out what was happening.
Yes.
What is this? He's frozen my character with some sort of dark Jedi move.
This is the first time I've heard a battle
lightning,
or anything like
lightning, 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 go.
Like live on cam, maybe.
Yeah. Oh my god.
I like that he chose a sentinel so he can lightning. Good for him.
Yeah, hey.
I am just
one of the coolest moves.
I'm like frozen with some. How do I avoid that attack? I'm not a strong enough Jedi yet.
Uh-oh. That's the type of talk that leads to the dark side.
You know, that is what they say.
The equip menu. What, do I have anything that blocks that?
The equip menu leads to the hatred.
All right, guys, if you know, I have figured out this bizarre equipping, unequipping stuff. So I've got implants and wristbands and earrings and headbands galore.
Sounds like a punk rock Jedi.
But none of these things
I was thinking Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Dodge the dark force powers that this guy has. Is there something you get at some point? I'm curious.
I'd be curious to know his thoughts on like the light side, dark side.
Yeah, did he engage with it really?
I can't remember that I switched him. I'm just disabled. Alright. Well, I'm gonna switch to Bastilla because my character can't seem to do anything. She's gonna do some stuff. One guy left. Hey, we might have to build this up. No thanks to Zero Cool, my character has like a halo of purple rays around his head. He can't move at all.
You know, sometimes you have to take
my other two guys seem to not have this problem, so.
That's right.
It's, I guess that's just the way it goes. Oh my god. This is Dark Bandit.
I like how identifiable it is as Star Wars just by listening to the sound effects.
They really did a good job.
Okay, one guy left. The one guy is not a Jedi in my party. He's survived thus far. So that's a shame. It's up to you now, man.
I have a bad feeling he's not going to make it through this.
Yeah.
I thought we had him. Last man standing, the Mandalorian guy. He was the last one, but he didn't survive.
Yeah.
So we are going to have to try that again. But I'm doing something wrong because how are these dark force powers just like killing me over? I mean, I feel like I've made some progress in this game, so how can I just get in?
I'm not very good at this game, guys.
I think that's
true.
But yeah, I don't know about this.
Uh-oh. The ending definitely sounds like he's about to turn to the dark side.
Oh, no, yeah, definitely, yeah. Earlier it was kind of like, oh, how do I become more powerful? And at the end he goes, I don't know, maybe I'll have to find some stronger power. It's like, oh.
I really wish I remembered. Is there like a trick to that fight? Are you supposed to do something?
I do think he keeps one character frozen and you kind of have to like deal with it, as far as I remember.
Okay.
I don't remember Darth.
Yeah, I don't remember Bandon either.
Off the top of my head. I'm trying to like think of the bad guys. You know, I do feel bad in a way. I'm glad that he kind of figured out the.
Yeah, he figured out the trick.
Yeah, well, like, oh, like my character's going to stink if I don't fill in all the slots, right? Like, always try to fill all the slots.
Yeah, two earrings, two rings, two, you know, a headpiece, you know, all the, fill out your armor, man, equip it all.
Yeah, right? And then once you get it all filled in, just look for the green or the pluses and the minuses, you know?
Yeah, but up arrows are good.
It's kind of, I feel like we really dropped him into the deep end. I kind of feel bad.
Yeah, I don't know if we thought this idea all the way through, to be honest.
Well, I'll be interested to see if the next transmission is him continuing the same fight, or if it's, so I got past that one, but I really turned my characters into the dark side.
Yeah, well, I'll also be interested to hear.
Awesome. Well, we'll keep checking in with Zero Cool, and hopefully he makes it soon through KOTOR so we can give him something a little bit more fun.
Yeah.
Well, that's all I got for this week. What do you got? I don't know how much time we got left.
We got a little bit of time here. We went, my fiance and I went and saw Justice League.
Oh, no.
I don't think that it deserves that response.
Okay.
It was a lot better than Oh, No.
It didn't look a lot better than Oh, No. And the reviews sounded like it was not a lot better than Oh No. But I am curious to see or hear why you thought it was better than Oh No.
The DC cinematic universe, such as it is, didn't get off on the greatest footing with that Batman Superman movie. I think it is generally not well liked. And the Suicide Squad movie also not particularly well liked. And unclear of the canonicity of that movie, actually. It seemed like they kind of started turning things around with Wonder Woman. That movie was very well liked, and I thought it was great. Did you see Wonder Woman?
I did not yet. I will say that after that Superman movie, where Superman just like kills a bunch of people and doesn't ever think twice about it, and is just kind of a whiny brat.
Batman has chain guns on his
car.
About the Superman movie.
The Superman movie where if you've ever heard Kevin Smith talk about like him having to write a Superman movie and then what they asked him to do in it, and then watch that movie and you're like, oh, these are all the things that Kevin Smith said he didn't want to put in the movie, like a giant spider and a bunch of other things.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of realize who's at the helm of all these things is not the creators or good writers or people. Well, I don't want to say good writers because there are good writers out there, but man, there's too many cooks in the kitchen at each one of the steps across these things. And I watched that and I thought there's nothing about this that screams that he's going to be or is Superman or that he's even cares about people. And it's like the most integral elements of Pa Kent or like Clark Kent were not there. And then I saw that trailer where Batman has chain guns on his car and he's like using guns to fight Superman. And it's just like, this is not going to be good. And by all,
and it wasn't
all accounts. It was not. And this didn't look better. Now because of that, have I held off on seeing Wonder Woman until it's available to me easily? Yes, that's why I haven't seen Wonder Woman until available to me easily. But I will give that movie its due because of the reviews it's gotten, and sounds like Gal Gadot deserves it.
Yes. So Wonder Woman is great. And I personally don't think this movie, Justice League, is as good as Wonder Woman. But I will say that it is leaps and bounds better than Batman Superman.
Okay. If it's predicated on that movie, how can it get better than that movie?
I mean, how can things be better than where they start? It spends time on the characters and gives them, you know, time to grow in the course of a, you know, 2.5 hour movie, as much character development as you can do these days, in ways that that first movie did not. I'm not going to say it fixes all the problems of that first movie. You still have Batman being a glorified rich guy and kind of a smarmy idiot. But at least he has an angle now, and his character is playing the I'm old and just a human and all these people are like superheroes and my real only superpower is being rich, and I need to figure out what to do because I'm getting too old for this stuff shtick. And that's actually like an angle for the character, as opposed to before where he was just like, I'm here because I'm here to fight Superman. Which is better
when
than it was
before.
He was
never even the guy that was actually there to fight Superman, right? Because they had that whole other storyline that they were trying to squeeze into the same movie.
Correct. So in that way, they have done a better job of actually telling stories with the characters, which is why I say that it is better. I'm not going to get out here and convince you that it's like a great movie like Guardians of the Galaxy or any of the Marvel Cinematic Universe movies, but I was able to watch it and did not hate it.
Sure. Did the costumes look as stupid as they look in the trailers?
I thought the costumes generally looked fine. some of them look very silly and continue to look silly because they start off looking bad and don't get better. But, you know, I mean, Batman looks, you know, pretty much identifiably as Batman. Wonder Woman looks basically the same.
Again, probably has the best costume design of everybody.
Agreed. The Flash looks kind of dumb and continues to look kind of dumb. And, you know, anyway, the movie, they tried, and it felt like they didn't try with the other ones, and this time it felt like they were trying. So, you know, I got to give them that.
Okay. So maybe this is the bedrock, whereas the other ones shouldn't have been.
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe Wonder Woman, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, and say what you will about the characters that they picked for the villains, like, who is, like, Steppenwolf and the New Gods? Like, why did we do that? Who decided that was where we needed to go? Okay. But anyway, again, we're here, so I guess we're going to do this.
Again.
So here we are.
So many hands in the pie.
Right. I get it. But, you know, for what it was, I thought they pulled it off relatively okay.
Fair enough.
And I was not mad at it. I enjoyed my time. It was an action movie. I will say that I liked Thor Ragnarok vastly more.
Oh, my God. So good. I'm so glad you saw it.
I did. I really, really enjoyed it.
It had me with a grin. Every second of that movie, I was grinning.
It was very funny. I enjoyed all of that movie.
I haven't seen a movie like that in a long time where it's just like they surprised me enough with the characters being so fun and different than those same characters had been that I was willing to just let it go anywhere and enjoy it.
I agree with you. And I will say that my fiance had the opposite reaction to the two movies. She liked Justice League more than Thor. So, you know, I don't know how that is.
Strokes for different folks.
There you go. So, you know, I think that they are definitely doing better with Justice League than they have in the past. So,
fair enough.
I would not have written it off directly to the garbage bin like many people were immediately willing to do.
I was willing to do it without seeing it, which might not be fair. So,
and like, you know what? Look, man, maybe don't go out of your way to see it. It's still not like a masterpiece of movie or anything over here. I'm not trying to say that.
Yeah.
I enjoyed my time watching an action movie.
Yeah. Sweet, sweet. Well, I think people should weigh in via email or Twitter or what? Where should they go?
Yeah. You can definitely email us, email this podcast, and we will read your email and potentially answer the questions posed therein to podcast@wewergamers.com, a real email address that you can use. Our Facebook is We Were Gamers. Twitter and Instagram are both @WeWereGamers. You can get on to all that social media and get at us, and we will happily engage with you and our hashtag content. So get out there and do that. Rate us on iTunes and Google Play and wherever fine podcasts are given away for free.
Nice. We'll be back shortly with lots more updates on BattleTech.
Yes. Surprising developments in BattleTech.
All right.
Or
stay tuned.
Not that surprising, maybe.